We're visiting with Northern Heights head football coach Peyton Hines here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, Wabunsee's a good team, but what'd you learn from last week that you've incorporated in practice this week?
Mostly, you got to come out and hit with your pads. That's one thing we did not do against Wabunsee. They had quite a few plays on offense where they had one play, score drives, and were just not coming up and tackling it, which they were fast, but we didn't. Our linebackers weren't filling. So this week, Council Grove's pretty fast. Our linebackers have to fill, our D-line has to crash, and we got to want to make tackles if we want any success to happen in the game.
How do you kind of, you know, practice, you know, with someone having speed like Council Grove, you know, how do you just incorporate that in practice? Because sometimes you can't really make everything like what Council Grove does in practice.
Oh, we do try. I mean, we have 25 kids still. We have an 11 kid scout team. We try to run Council Grove's offense at them, and but you only get so good of a look with your freshmen and your JV caliber type players. It's not the same as Council Grove coming out at you. So we got to show up ready to go. And this week I went about it a little different. We're going to set a bunch of team goals for tonight instead of not necessarily – we want to win, yes, but we're going to set some smaller team goals that we want to meet, and if we meet those, we'll keep stepping those goals up week by week, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. I want to kind of follow up with that. What are some of your small team goals that you are setting for tonight's game?
Like, offensively tonight, it's small, but 5 first downs, 1 touchdown for offense. Defensive-wise, no punt returns. get a couple, 2 turnovers on downs. Just small goals like that, that I think we need to meet team goals before we start winning really competitive games.
We're visiting with Northern Heights head football coach Peyton Hines here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you guys have Council Grove, and you guys make the short trek west. But Council Grove's still really good. Coach, what challenges lie ahead for you guys?
Keeping their running back and quarterback bottled up and not letting them get out in space. That is the main thing. I will say the 2 weeks of film that I've watched of Council Grove, they're still – They're a very good team, but they have made a lot of mistakes. So I think if we can bottle them up and get them to turn the ball over on their own errors, it could possibly give us a chance to – and we score on those turnovers. We could possibly put ourselves in the game.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight, Council Grove. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
Yes, thank you.
That's Northern Heights head football coach Peyton Hines joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Mel's Tire and Kansas Land Bank on Country 101.7 FM.